California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with the one and only Mr. Excitement himself, Mark Mills, Let's Talk Hookup legend, and from Daiwa, he is going to be a great show today. He's ready. He's got some excitement in his voice. And not only that, today is the big day. The big grand prize drawing is going to happen today for our San Diego County Ford dealers. And Mark has come bearing gifts.
Yeah.
Unbelievable gifts. So you stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voice is Let's Talk Hookup, Mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them to bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090, one of my favorite shows of the year, man. This is going to be a lot of fun today.
Mark Mills from Daiwa. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, guys. What is going on?
Man, you are ready to roll today. It's Labor Day weekend. It's a little hot outside, but it's nice and cool here in the Mighty 1090.
It is not a little hot outside. Yeah. It is really hot outside. It's Cabo San Lucas hot outside now in August.
Yeah, well, I want to thank all the people that came out to Elko and Ford yesterday, and Paul Dyke, the general manager, president out there, and for all their hospitality. But, man, it was hot.
It was hot.
Yeah. That's how you know how dedicated your listeners are, man, to come out there.
I got to take my hats off.
Totally. And a fun day, too. I mean, a great crowd and lots of people, lots of fun, lots of prizes. That was a very, very fun day.
And all the people that came out to help us out and do all the work there, thank you all for basically coming out hanging out. But it was very nice in the El Cajon Ford showroom.
Yes,
though.
It was.
It was nice to kind of run in there and in the shade and stuff like that. But it was, and Gary Schiebler playing.
Oh, he's awesome.
Playing World.
He's back now from Tennessee, is he?
He's living in Anza. Yeah.
Good for him.
And he came and played his guitar yesterday in the sunshine. And it was a great day, and we qualified our last two people for the big grand prize drawing that's going to happen today. Eight people are qualified, and it's going to be a great day here, and eight people are going to win big prizes. I think the least expensive prize is about $600 value.
That's just crazy.
And then it kind of goes up from there.
Yeah, then it goes up from there.
Yeah, so.
Awesome. Looks like everybody win prizes today.
Yeah, speaking of prizes, Mark, you came bearing gifts today, didn't you?
A little bit of gift bearing, a little bit. I mean, I don't have the full Santa Claus beard, but we're giving away some stuff today, actually.
Yeah, what are you giving away?
Well, at ICAST, we introduced the new Lexa Win. We have a great relationship with Win Grips. It's kind of been a grip company. I'm sure everybody out here is familiar with it. Throughout a lot of the reels in the market and rods and stuff like that. Well,
because Elmer's over there.
Well, exactly. Elmer's over there, and him and I are good buddies, and he's good friends with Daiwa. And there's a lot of handles that are on the market, and especially on the saltwater side. And I didn't want to copy anything when we started looking at redoing the Lexa. And in all actuality, we didn't redo anything different in the Lexa internally.
Good.
We made it look a little different. And we had that discussion at the office, because I'm doing a lot of product research and product development. It's my new position. And I go, you know what, guys? Let's not change anything. The deckhands love it. Everybody likes it. It holds up. Let's just change the look, and let's add a wind grip. Not a big deal. It was just enough. It just spiked. Everybody really, really likes it. It's just shipping now. And,
there's a wind grip?
There's a wind grip handle, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's kind of the thing, put a hurt on the fish, not on your hands. That's kind of our marketing feel on it. Okay. But it's awesome. It looks good, and it's solid. It's going to be a good seller for us. We already know that.
So we're giving away the rod and the reel.
So you're doing, so what we're giving away is we're giving a win either 300 or 400. I will contact you. Let you guys pick, I mean, I don't want to just give you something that you may not use. I want you to pick the right reel for you if you want a 300 or a 400.
That's right.
And then we're going to let you match it up with a Proteus. Most of the guys out there are going to want either an 8-foot medium, medium heavy, or heavy. So I'll let you, make that call. But you can get a rod and reel combo today on Let's Talk Hookup from Dial Watch.
That's very nice. Thank you very much.
No, thank you.
Yeah, thanks. It's going to be a tough time getting through here. Take care of Adam on the other side, because he's doing both the board and the phones this morning. So, indeed. So, what's new in your world? You've been a busy guy with Daiwa.
It's been a busy year and a half. A lot of changes. I think everybody knows that. The industry knows that. I mean, we've had a great ICAST. Doing a lot of product research, development, marketing, traveling a lot. It's still spending a lot of time in the bass market. Texas, Alabama, Arkansas, Oklahoma, all that area. Tennessee, I just came back from Kentucky. Had great fishing there, really good bass fishing. Started out slow, but the ending afternoon was just amazing. Every single cast on crankbaits, it was a great... I got lucky. I got to fish in a private lake that somebody owns, a 90-acre private lake, and it was... I was
90-acre private
lake. Yeah, the guy has a lot of money. He's a nice guy, too. So we've been doing that. So, getting that opportunity to travel, working a lot, doing a lot of product research, development. I got to, play a little bit this year, and, we started stepping into the, tackle management section and like gear bags and stuff. And was happy because we won an award this year for the new, Daiwa tactical backpack. Guys going on boats, your ninja bass guys, whatever you want to call them that need a backpack. With sunglass holders, a rigid frame on it. It's awesome. It's $149, and I got to work with actually Patrick G and I worked on that project together and kind of said, hey, I wanted to do this, this, and this, and guess what? Came back, and it was awesome. We won really organically. Everybody came by the booth and said, that is an awesome backpack. So
cool.
That ships here this month. We got a little bit of a delay. The typhoons in China pushed back a little bit the arrival date on it, but it is shipping this month. You'll find it at any local dealers, Turners, and all those guys as well. So, yeah, it was awesome.
Nice.
It's been fun.
So Daiwa's really making a kind of a Southern California push here, aren't they?
I would say we're making a push in the whole industry. And it's not anything that nobody doesn't know. I mean, we had a tremendous ICAST. We have a whole new booth at the ICAST show, which is gorgeous. You're going to see a portion of that at the Fred Hall show this year. So, nice freshen up there. Doing a lot, Myself, Kerry Graves, and the rest of our team works very well together, and we're on the right track.
Well, and they have Mr. Excitement. Right?
Well, it's nice. I'm always excited when I'm working on stuff. There's lots of stuff going on. The only thing that I'm not excited about, ask me how many tuna that I've caught this year.
Well, probably as many as I have.
None.
Right?
Zero. Not a one. Yeah. Not at all. I just got a new boat, so I fished the last 3 weekends. I fished
yesterday. What'd you get?
I got an 18-foot Robalo with a 150 on it.
Sweet.
So, I keep it in the harbor. Really simple. I didn't get rid of my bass boat, so got my bass boat, and I got a saltwater boat. And I got a classic car. I'm done. Toys are done. I'm done with toys.
Yeah, you got
done
it.
With toys. My wife won't let me have any more anyway. So
yeah, for now.
Anyway. Now you're done.
Any person that's ever said the word "I'm done with toys" is a liar. And let me just say, any person that has a bass boat, a saltwater boat, and a classic car that says they're done with toys is a liar.
Oh yeah,
that's cool. Yeah,
you gotta have all the toys.
Yeah, glad you're done.
So yeah, so it's been a good year. So it's been fun like that.
Yeah.
And like I said, I've never really had a saltwater boat, and it's good to have something that I can just. It's in the harbor. Go out. I fished with Alex Planback yesterday, and him and I went out and fished and came back in.
Bass fishing,
you know.
Good bass fishing?
I caught a giant sand bass, actually. Eight or nine pounder, which is a huge sand bass for Dana Point area. And a few calico bass. Weather wasn't great until we decided to get off the water, and then it got absolutely perfect.
Weird. Nice. Weird weather here.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and today, if you're going out, be cautious today.
Because
there's a
lot of wind
prediction of a lot of wind today. If you look at the Windy TY, it's...
Yeah,
man, it's gonna blow.
Well, yeah, and if there's nothing going on right now for wind, and it's beautiful, and it's just look like you never know when it's gonna switch and change.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be when we get what was left of that petering out tropical depression that was all the way down. Today's the day that what's left of that storm is supposed to hit us.
Yeah. Speaking of which, did you see the devastation in Cabo?
I did.
I think because of all the devastation in Texas, it got kind of put in the back burner. In fact, Lolly, my wife, was asking, it's like, why didn't we hear about this? But they're saying that the devastation from this storm was, in a lot of ways, worse than O'Deal.
Get out of here.
In Cabo.
I don't know if they got
rain,
the wind, but they got the
wind.
Rain.
They have 65-mile-an-hour winds, which is not that big a deal, but the water.
Yeah.
And washing cars away, washing houses away, washing people away. I mean, you look at the picture of the beach down on the golden stretch there, covered in debris. Yeah, I mean, search it out on the internet. You got to feel for the people in Cabo. It's pretty bad, but things are starting to get back to normal. The airport's back open again. Power's starting to be restored. Some water, some roads are still closed. So you wherever you're going, you got to make sure that the roads are open because a lot of bridges got washed out. We're gonna hear more from John Ireland. I spent some time yesterday. You know, Konakai, where I keep my boat. Had a great Labor Day barbecue yesterday.
Oh, cool.
And that's one of the things that they do for the people that rent slips there. It's such a great place. And we're going to be there doing a live broadcast in October, and we're going to have a great time. You know, they're going to feed us and do all kinds of hospitality for us. But John Ireland came down. We had a nice chat about what was going on there. He says, there was a lot of damage. But the ranch is back open. They got boats back in the water. Everything's still okay. We're going to hear later on in the show about that. But, it was way worse, and I think it just got kind of
pushed away with the...
Yeah, with the thing
I got a lot of friends in Texas, man.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for those people.
Oh, yeah,
jeez.
For sure. Yeah, no kidding. So what are some of the things, like if somebody's going fishing here in Southern California that Daiwa's famous for? What do you guys, I remember one of my very first reels was a sea line.
Yeah.
You guys still make that?
We still make the sea line,
Wow.
And it's still, and Ricky knows, it still sells well, you know. Sea line's great reel, you know, in that price point range. You know, you step up a little bit more into the BG reels, really great reels, Saltis Black and Gold. Then last year we came out with the new Saltiga, and it's a high-end reel. You're starting at $399 to $429. You know, it's in that high-end star drag market, which is really, really good. And I think, to be honest with you, and I've fished, obviously, a lot of different ones, it's one of the better star drags on the market.
No
it's a great
kidding.
Reel, yeah. I really, really like it. It came out last year, so it's been good. On that end, you know, Lexa's solid. We have the Lexa HD, which is our heavy-duty Lexa with the stainless steel gears. That's popular. The new Lexa Wind came out. Those are what I would consider the expanded low-profile market, and I think Ricky knows that market is really taken on.
Mm-hmm.
The conventional reel market, I think, has kind of dropped down a little bit. Everybody wants... What's the expanded low profile? So
everybody
that's
wants
been
a bass reel that's capable of catching a yellow
everything.
Tuna.
Can I have Can I have one reel to do everything? Well, they're starting to find it. You know what I mean? For the most part, so that's been good. And then on the rod side, we really kind of stepped in real well with the Proteus rods. Great rod, limited lifetime warranty on those.
What's a limited lifetime warranty mean?
Pretty much as long as you own the rod, if it's broken in any type of normal conditions, you can send it back and we will get you another
one.
Now, granted, you know, you got to make sure that it was broken under normal conditions like any other company that's out there.
Sure.
But that rod really is holding up well. Very few to none have been coming back. I think the last we checked, we've had 11 come back in the last 2 years. So
that's pretty good.
Pretty solid, you know what I mean? Out of the ones we sold a lot, so... good Fred Hall last year, and like I said, great ICAST this year. It's been a very fun deal, and with us getting new tackle bags and gear, it's just showing us we're branding not just into the West Coast market, but all around. And I got a lot of plans for the West Coast. I'm working on a new reel that I think will change the West Coast industry when it comes to a reel. That was what my goal was to do, is to come in and change the market. So that's what we're hoping to do.
Cool.
I would say you guys do one of the very best jobs in having a quality reel at every single price point for a saltwater guy, including, which a lot of people don't do much focus. I mean, you know, the Saltus obviously gets the, you know, the flash bulbs and the highlights because it's such a nice reel, but like you say, lesser expensive thing. You know, guys that are getting started, guys are buying gear for their kids, guys that are starting out. You make such good gear at lower price points all the way on up the line. I mean, you can get a really nice sea line for $120.
Yeah, you know, to have that opportunity to really kind of hit everything is nice to have. Even, you know, taking into consideration when you get into the combo market, which is a tough market to get into. We build good combos, you know, so we have that little market, too, that's strong, you know, from freshwater combos all the way up to the thing. The one market that we haven't been very strong in, I'm not going to hide it, is the two-speed market. We haven't been strong in that in lever drags, but I'll tell you what, we are working on it, and that's going to be a very exciting thing. And to be honest with you, it's got to be so much different than everything out there because there's so many good products that are out there right now when it comes to lever drags that if we build something that's the same as everybody else, how are you going to get that? You know, there's great companies, Avit, Accurate, Shimano. They all make great two speeds out there. If we make another good one, we're just another chunk of that pie. So it's thinking outside the box, and hopefully with what I've been thinking, it will change that market, and I think it will.
That's cool.
Okay.
Exciting.
Man, so much going on. As you can hear, we have a great show lined up today. I want to review the big event today.
Yes.
Not only a big event for our callers, of course, with having Mr. Excitement, Let's Talk Hookup legend,
you know what?
Mark Mills.
We talked about that, the legend. You should have seen the texts that came in last night at the bar when I was with my buddy's birthday party. That was almost embarrassing. Thanks for calling me the legend, but come on.
Wait.
You get a lot of text messages.
Come on, man. You've been here. How old were you when you first did a report for Dana Orr Sport Fishing on Let's Talk Hookup?
16?
Yeah?
17?
And how old are you now?
44.
See, that's legendary status. We our 26th anniversary is next weekend. 26 years on the air.
That's amazing.
And you've been with us like from the start.
Yeah,
basically,
I remember.
Right?
Yeah, way back then with, I think Rick Grover was on there with
me. Yeah.
And it all started with a little phone call from Mike Hansen going, "Hey, you want to do this radio show thing?" And I'm like, "I don't know, I'll give it a shot." And thinking that, you know what, if I do this, this could possibly help my, you know, position in the industry. 20-some years later, you know? Yes,
so
it did.
There's motive to my madness, you know, having you on the weekend before the big event.
Well, I was here in the 25 year.
You were here for 25 last year.
I know.
It's kind of so legendary status has been bestowed upon
legend.
You. Congratulations.
It only goes with saying that you guys are pretty legendary yourself. Everybody's a legend, especially you.
Indeed. Hey, I'll tell you what. Okay, I want to just review the eight qualifiers first. David Dodge, Rhonda Gruber, Sean Robinson, Andrew Stuvant, Dennis Glias Sr., Robert Lehman, Jeff Becker, and Mo Gannon were the two that qualified yesterday.
Nice.
And, boy, let me run through the prizes, okay? Prize number 8 is going to be his and hers, or whatever you want to do it.
Double his,
double. Yeah. Two certificates for a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. That's about, you know, it can be $600, $650, any pair of some Maui Jim sunglasses.
You get two.
You get two of them.
That one winner
gets
two pairs.
Number 7, number 6, AFCO and Hydrus bib and jacket.
The best buy far.
Have you used the Anhydrus?
No, I don't know what that is.
Anhydrus
Mark, we got to get you in there.
No, hook me up.
Oh.
AFCO did, like, spare no expense. We want to build the highest-end rain gear out there. I mean, everybody knows, like, in crazy expensive rain gear, things like Sims and guys like, I mean, No dollar amount, like spare rain gear.
Really,
this is. I had a pair of Sims gear. This is good stuff. I have great Sims gear. BS4 Aftco. Blows it out of the water.
It's not cheap. You pay for what you get, like anything. Sims is great stuff.
But it's beyond. Rick and I got to test it a couple weeks ago at Whalers Cove Lodge because it rained every day, all day. And
the guides that were in Alaska all saw Pete's gear. I went the next week and I had three of them. Like, dude, give me the info. Like, I don't care. You know, I don't care what it costs. Like, this is the environment that we live in. Like, all those guys were shelling out. Like, it is the best
and super
foul weather gear anybody has ever made. Period.
Really,
and the designs in it are so cool because they have zippers in all the right places. You don't have to take it all off to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So basically, you can unzip from the bottom and unzip from the top, and you're ready to roll. You don't have to take anything. Don't have to take everything off, which is a big deal.
It is a big deal. It's kind of embarrassing. We got everything wrapped around your ankles. Hi guys.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's such good stuff too.
Yeah,
like,
it's amazing.
Yeah. Really.
So two of those winners are going to win. It's an $800 set,
yeah,
right?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I think it's 400 for one and 430 for the other, or something like that. I mean, it's
close to
cheap,
$900.
But it's you know,
yeah.
So, high as end as they come.
Yeah. So two people are going to win that. Two winners are going to win a Shimano Trinidad reel and a Therese rod.
Get out of here.
That's about $800,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, you're right in that range.
Yeah, right. $800 from courtesy of our friends at Shimano. Then another winner is going to win a trip on the Black Deck, your own four pack.
You get the boat.
Your very own four pack.
That's
$1,000,
at
right?
At least $1,000.
Yeah. And then the grand prizes. We have double grand prizes. And the way the grand prizes are going to work, we're going to draw two grand prizes initially, and the first person drawn is going to win the choice.
Okay.
Second person's going to win what the other person didn't want, which is still a pretty good prize. The two prizes are trip for two to Palmas de Cortez, including fishing and a round-trip ticket, San Diego to Los Cabos on Alaska Airlines.
Awesome.
Two round-trip tickets, yeah.
And then the other grand prize
is a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak from Fastline Kayaks in Mission Bay and a trip for one to Cedros Kayak Fishing. So both of those are worth around $5,000, something like that.
That's unreal,
in that
dude.
Range. Yeah, so I don't know. All told, we're giving away close to $15,000 in prizes today.
That's right.
To those eight people.
Let's talk hookup, pull it together.
Yeah,
good
man.
Job, guys.
And we want to thank the San Diego County Ford dealers, too, for putting everything together for us this year and hosting those great four events. And we're sure very appreciative of their support here, too.
No doubt, man. It's been an awesome day. And this is going to be such a fun show and so cool having Mills in here with us. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. It's going to be a very busy morning on the phones. But give us a call. Two ways you can reach us. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's a local number. Or reach us toll-free, that toll-free line, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Giving away so much cool stuff. And, man, just one more time, thanks so much to Mills. Unbelievable prize from Daiwa, that Lexa Win 300 or 400 and the matching Proteus rod. Going to be an awesome show. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. We're going to be having catch reports and a ton with the man, Mark Mills. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hi, I'm Hayden Lane from Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking Center, and I want to tell you about our newest, best-selling kayak, the new Hobie I-11S. The thing is an inflatable kayak, but this thing has all the advantages of an inflatable kayak with no sacrifice in performance. It's super wide, and it's super stable. It's shaped like a stand-up paddleboard. It just skims across the water, making it one of our fastest kayaks, and it rolls easily back into its bag. That's right, easily. It's so quick and easy to use, it's become my go-to fishing kayak. My mom and dad just threw a couple in the car and drove up to Mammoth Lakes for a few days and caught a whole bunch of trout. This kayak solves so many problems for so many people. No roof racks needed, no storage in the garage, throw it in a closet, throw it in the back of your car. Most importantly, come down and try this new kayak out. You won't believe how well it works. We do demos every day at our shop right on the water in Mission Bay and would be happy to take you out on it. So call the shop at 619-222-0766 to schedule a demo. Or check us out on the web at fastlanekayaking.com.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina, resort, and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Bessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You know, our Alaska trips this year are off the charts. Our four-day Whalers Cove sold out.
Get out of
done.
Here. For next, you're from talking
2018,
for next
and it's almost half full for 2019. Oh, shoot. Yeah. So people, you know, are figuring out that we know where the good Alaska spots are. And, you know, there's, as Marty used to say, it's not what the brochure promises was written about Alaska lodges.
Yeah,
because
that's the
there's
truth, man.
Hundreds of them, and most of them aren't what the brochure promises. It's just that's the way it is. But the ones we go to, I promise you, are the ones that you want to go to, and that's why people have figured out. It's like these guys really do know what they're talking about when it comes to Alaska. Because I love Alaska.
26 years of doing this,
yeah,
you figured
yeah, yeah.
it out. You know,
Alaska's got so. I mean, a lot of Alaskan lodges that have so much in the way of hidden fees that like you just aren't planning on. You know, this flash a price tag. It's you know, it's $1,500. Okay, I can pull that off, and
yeah,
like.
Yeah.
You get there and you're hundreds of dollars yep. in fish processing and transfers yep. and fishing and all these things. And the spots that you go to, like, you pay your money and you open your wallet to give them a tip on your way out the door. I mean,
right.
it's that kind of, it's those kind of operations.
One of the best bargains in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska.
No doubt.
Yeah. And you want hardcore saltwater fishing in the prime time, you go with us to Kingfisher in June, and you will not be disappointed.
Yep.
And people go back more and more. Well, that trip, there's four spots on one boat and a single left. That's it.
You're talking
for 2018.
Next year, yeah.
On our trip in June, one single and four more on a boat. If you want to, you don't want to take two, or you want to take
sure.
the whole boat for four. So you better call if you want to go on Kingfisher Charters. In 2018, with us in June of 2018, you better call them because it's almost finished already. And then Katmai Lodge. We have two trips to Katmai Lodge. The one in July is filling up quickly. The one in August is filling up quickly. I'm telling you, want to go to any of these. Katmai Lodge, Kingfisher Charters, Whalers Cove Lodge, you got to jump on it.
That's so cool.
And you got to jump on it soon because they're filling up quickly. The other thing that's going to happen here in Southern California, I might add, is Seakeeper Demo Days, round two, coming up. Take a ride and be amazed. Dana Lanning will be hosting it in a couple of weeks. Friday, September 15th through the 7th, Sunday the 17th, Seakeeper Demo Days. Have you ridden the Seakeeper thing yet?
No.
You
got to
go down and check this out. because they're going to also be at Big Bay Yachts the following weekend, and then they'll be at the San Pedro Boat Show on September 28th, too. So
Seakeeper is the boat gyro.
Yeah, the
gyro. Oh, on one of those. No, I've not been on a boat with that yet.
You get on this boat, and you just it'll blow your mind.
I have heard that. I heard it literally will blow your mind on that. Yeah.
So
yeah,
you want to test it out. 2 weeks, you'll see it. 15th through the 17th at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. Our buddy John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Rick. Hello, Mark.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
John? Good, buddy. Many, many years.
Huh? Yes, sir.
Mark was a kid in the early days. I remember, Mark. We've been around a long time. Well, we had a lot of rain, guys. We got our share of rain down at the ranch. I happened to miss the whole thing. I was up here. But I've gotten a blow-by-blow by the guys at the ranch. And as Pete mentioned earlier on the radio show, it wasn't as much a wind event. I think Cabo really got more wind than we did. We probably got max winds of 45 or 50 miles an hour. But with that said, we got at least a foot and a half of rain, something like that. It really cut everything up pretty well. The ranch is back up and running this morning. We sent out, I have to mention, the ranch is unique because the ranch has been so far out there and off the beaten path from when I first started. We had no federal power. We had no water available to us or anything. So I put in all those systems myself, and they're still in place. We've got great generators, and our water comes from wells, and we've got our own fuel systems and everything. So we can get up and get going quicker than or as quick as anybody down there. So anyway, we're back in business. The airport's open. We actually got four guests from New York in yesterday, which shocked me that they could make it in so quickly after the storm.
So are the roads open too, John?
Yeah, the roads are. And this is what happens. It's not like Texas because it's all, you know, it's very precipitous. It's like Hawaii. You know, you got the Sierras back behind you, and then you've got the washes that run down to the ocean. Once the rain stops and those washes finish running, then it's over. You know, there's no low areas that hold the water or anything like in Texas. So it's done. And then what they do, a couple of bridges go down, then they do a division, which is a detour. They make detours around them. They figure it out, and life goes on. And gosh, every big storm like this, at least one of their bridges goes down. It's amazing. They're horrible bridge builders, I'm telling you.
Yeah. But I tell you, John, the pictures I saw of Cabo San Lucas yesterday.
They lost a lot of people. They lost.
And I can't imagine they're up to normal by now.
No. Well, I don't think so, but it's not as bad as O'Deal. Because you got to remember, O'Deal, they shut down the airport for a full month.
Yeah.
And for this guy, they just shut it down for the day. Anywhere that any washes areas or low areas, they really caught it in Cabo and in San Jose. You can bet on it. But anybody that's sitting high enough off, they'll be fine. The wind is what, the wind is what really just tore all those coastal hotels up. And they didn't have that this year. So I expect it to be a quicker cleanup. That said, I think they lost more people this year. I think there was a large loss of life. It was really a water event. And, you know, it's a lot. It's like the tail end of the storm that came through in Texas. That Harvey, same deal. Just carrying a lot of water. We're going to catch it up here today, I guess. It should rain, I guess, this evening. From the Lydia was the name of the tropical storm.
Yeah.
But it never was a hurricane. You know, it was just a big storm that carried a lot of stuff. Anyway, we're back in business. People are coming in and out. We're getting guests to and from the airport and. The boats are going out. We'll see how the boats do. It really turned the water. Gosh, the water went down into the high 70s from the high 80s. There's a good 10, 15-degree cooling of the water, with upwelling with all the storm and all that. But this is Dorado time, you know. This is when those great big bulls, you know, you work those slick lines, you know, the scum lines. And those Dorado love that stuff.
Yeah,
good time here to catch the big bulls.
So this is good. This you probably get some cheap airfares right now, and
yeah,
you could
and then you'll get a lot cheaper airfares because the airlines are all still flying, but there's going to be fewer people now. I think waiting to see what happens down in Cabo in particular.
Yeah,
but like I say, it's a lot of rain, and my understanding is that they're going to have power in Los Barriles. Power is going up today. We're on generator right now, and then in Cabo it's supposed to go back up either today or tomorrow. So it is a little faster than O'Deal. They're getting power back much quicker, and and I assume water too. So,
yeah.
But it was quite a storm.
Yeah.
And it didn't get any press. Gosh, you know,
got no press.
Wonderground is one of the main weather stations that you go to, and it was just like it wasn't even happening by us. They were just so focused on the East Coast.
Yeah.
We weren't there. If it wasn't for EEB Mike. That's a real good, if anybody doesn't know, if they want to see what the weather's going on down by us, it's EEB Mike. It's a great website. It gives you all the information. Anyway, we're doing good, and hopefully all that great fishing we've had this year returns.
Why shouldn't it?
Back to normal.
Right?
Yeah,
they're not going to swim away. Yeah, for sure. Well, if somebody wants to come down, it would be a good time. You have openings at Rancho Leonero?
Yeah, we sure do, Pete. Yeah, we do through the end of this season, and I'm looking for everything to get back to normal, and hopefully the fishing picks back up like it did. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLandAir.com. A lot of fish pictures this year. We're really loading them up because everybody's catching so many.
Yeah.
And, you know, look and see how many big pargo they
Yeah,
have.
We were talking about that. Big, water. Big Cuberos. Big pargo.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Giant ones this year
yeah.
For whatever reason. On top of the giant rooster fish, huh? So we've had a good year.
Cool. Well, great,
it was
John.
Nice talking to you, Mark.
You too, sir.
Been too long.
All okay. Right.
Stay
Thanks,
safe
John.
Down
we'll
there.
Talk to you next Sunday. Appreciate the call.
You sure will. Okay, guys.
See
talk
John.
To you soon.
Well, the Bye. Phones are absolutely packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Mills. Why don't we start it off this morning with Matt, who's calling us from La Mesa. Matt, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Mark Mills.
Hey, what's going on, Matt? How are you, buddy?
How many cups of coffee this morning?
It was one Dr. Pepper, buddy. One Dr. Pepper.
Excitement.
Under control.
No,
yeah. I don't really drink coffee,
yeah,
man.
It's the natural deal.
Yeah. I'm just a morning guy.
Cool. You guys have a new braid on the market or a braid on the market, and how does that differ from other braid/spectra on the market?
We do, actually. We have J-Braid. We have J-Braid 8 that came out a couple years ago, which is an 8-carrier Dyneema line. It's very smooth, very supple. It's a really good line. It's great because it's quiet through the guides, feels good on your hands. It has its own its own direction in the market for that. This year, early last year, late last year, we came out with a new J-Braid 4, which is a 4-carrier Dyneema line. And the kind of there's a difference between Spectras and Dyneemas. The good thing with the Dyneema is that they do hold color really well, so that makes it nice. They tend to feel a little bit better in your hands. But the 4-carrier is a little bit more abrasion resistant. Guys fishing in the kelp. Around kelp patties, it can cut through the kelp a little bit better than the 8-carrier, so you have to take that into consideration. But all in all, it's a really nice feeling line. It holds up very well. It holds color. Matter of fact, I got the opportunity to name that we do have in the 4-carrier blue color. It's called Island Blue. And I did it about 2 shades lighter, so the guys on the long range boats in the early morning and late at night, they can see it almost as well as a white line. We made sure that we hit the right color pattern when we did it. And, it's a good line. The 4-carrier is a little less expensive. The 8-carrier is a little bit more. And you just kind of have to feel what you like and what makes sense to your fishery.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Next up, we're going to talk to Bob. Bob this morning is calling us from Lakeside. What's up, Bob? Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Bob from Lakeside. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, my Catula HD had that T-Wing line guide system, and I was just wondering if it was going to be incorporated in the larger Lexa series.
You know what? That is a really big question. Hopefully soon we can do that. We've been working with the factory on it. The Lexas are built at one of our other factories we haven't been able to bring that technology over to there, but it's not something that we don't know about already. That technology is awesome. It's a patent that we have. It really works well. I think you know that from your HD Tatula.
Oh, yes.
And it isn't out yet, but we are definitely looking to do that, so hopefully.
Explain what T-Wing is.
So our T-Wing system is when you, you have your traditional line guide, which is a round line guide.
This is the level line.
Your level line.
On the reel.
On the reel. I'll break it down a little tighter for you there. So it's your level line that puts the line on the reel, and pretty much every single reel in the market uses a round level line. So when your line or your level line is either on the right or the left, that line has to make, almost a 90-degree angle. That does 2 things. When it does that, it slows your cast down in your distance, But the other thing that it does is that it slows your line down. Your spool doesn't slow down, but your line slows down. So that causes you to get backlashes. You have to put more pressure on your thumb to adjust for that. The T-Wing system is a system that when you press the thumb bar down, it is a wide area. It's probably, you know, half an inch to three quarters of an inch long, depending on the size of the reel. And when you press it down, it allows the line to almost travel off the spool with almost no level wind whatsoever. So you don't get those sharp angles, giving you longer distance and less backlash. So it really, really does two things that I've never fished a reel that does anything like it. And it really, you kind of stop making backlashes, because that when it comes to that 90-degree angle and that's, you know, line's going out at 20 miles an hour or whatever speed it goes out at, and it slows down coming off there to, like, 10 miles an hour, your spool's still going 20, so you have to put more pressure, lessening your cast. Great system. Hopefully it'll come out in the Lexus in the future, but trust me, we're thinking about it.
That's cool.
All right, cool. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's jump back into them, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Mike? He's calling us from Rosemead. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
One of the things I want to know about is the, you know, Daiwa being one of the heavy hitters in the fishing industry. Is there any future in the fly fishing game? I know it's you know, it's kind of a specialized area, but you know, I don't see Shimano or any other heavy hitters tapping into that game. But you'd be the first, and if you supply fly fishing gear up in the Alaska lodges and stuff, and I think that would probably you know, start something new up there.
We actually do make fly rods, and we make fly reels. It's a very unique business because it's very, very niche-y. You know, when I was with Shimano, they have G. Loomis. They're doing some stuff on that end. We make what I would consider a competitive price point fly rod. It's actually a really nice fly rod. I've fished with $1,000 fly rods. This one's pretty nice. It's not that much money. And we do make fly reels. But it's
under
a very,
the Daiwa name.
Under the Daiwa name, yes. Yeah, you know, we do do that. The Anquish is the fly reel that we or fly rod that we have, and it's really nice, you know, setup. But it's price point valued on that end. It's actually probably really good for the guide market up in that part of the product, that country there. So we do it. Just not real high end. We haven't dug into it. That fly market, even with the other companies, been a struggle market for a lot of years. You know, you got to see the economy.
I just
turn
don't
around.
Get it, man. I don't because I love fly fishing.
Yep.
and fly fishing is such a great easy sport to learn and
yeah.
take, but it just doesn't take hold.
No.
And I think part of it is just because the fly industry is so not into promoting itself.
Yeah, it's just, a very weird
yeah.
industry. That's the one thing I don't know that much about
yeah.
because it is so, you know, strange on that. You know, the guys are real niche-y and they want this. And if you make spinning or bait casting tackle, then they don't think of you the same. So if Daiwa was to get into that,
right,
you know,
right.
Shimano went through that situation on their end. You know, they're working through those situations. But it's one of those things that it is a very weird niche market.
Yeah,
and
quite the contrary, like Mark said, Shimano owns G. Loomis, and G. Loomis is huge in the fly market. They make great rods.
Yeah.
Love the G. Loomis rods.
Great rods.
And so they're big time in the fly industry by owning G. Loomis.
And I love fly fishing. Matter of fact, my new boat, I was looking forward to, and the weather wasn't right, and bringing my fly rod and catching some of those small yellows on fly rods. I'm
yeah.
totally into doing that.
Heck yeah.
Which is, you know, not very big out here. Not a lot of guys do it, but it's a fun way to fish. You know, I do trout fishing and stuff like that
yeah.
too. But yeah, it's a great way to fish. Thanks for the question.
All right. Appreciate the call.
When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We got catch reports coming up. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor. I'd like to invite you aboard Searcher for your next fishing vacation. Enjoy our air-conditioned cabins and galley, new improved bay tank, RSW system to preserve your catch, delicious food prepared by chefs Charlie and Dan, and a fantastic crew. Our 2017 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
When it comes to tackle storage, it's got to be Flambeau. Built to fish, built to last. Check out these new products designed just for anglers. The two new HD series hard cases with thick customizable foam to protect your electronics when not in use. While the new HD series tough boxes provide heavy-duty waterproof protection, clear lids and O-ring seals keep water out while letting you see in. Flambeau's patented Z-Rust provides additional protection against rust and corrosion, keeping your valuables safe. For travel, protect your rods with a tough Bazooka rod carrier. Available at Turner's Outdoorsman and other fine tackle retailers.
It's time to talk about great product from Shimano. And you know, Big Bluefin Lightline Talica 10.
Oh, dude,
that's my call.
There's just not a better reel than that whole series. I'm a Talica 12 guy for what's going on right now, only because there are a lot of big ones. We heard from Grant Christensen talking about it yesterday. You take your 21-foot skiff offshore right now, you have a very, very legitimate shot at catching a 100-pounder on a sardine. And that's the beauty of Talica. Small reel, very good free spool, but crazy big power and torque and two-speed. So when you do hook a fish, it was way bigger than you probably should have on 30 and 40 pounds. You're still in the driver's seat.
A lot of guys pulling on, you know, they're not biting heavy line. They're biting 40-pound. And you hook a 100.
Even.
Yeah. You hook a 100-pounder. You have that Talica 2-speed, you've got a chance.
Yes.
And otherwise, you probably don't have much of a chance. That's the bottom line. So you want to get a big fish, Talica is the call from Shimano at your local Shimano dealer.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored by Scorpion Sport Fishing, featuring two of the best boats in the East Cape, a 35-foot Cabo Yachts, the El Regalo, and the 26-foot twin outboard center console, the Scorpion. They also offer beach fishing, and the professionals at Scorpion Sport Fishing are equipped and determined to make your fishing dreams come true. Check ScorpionSportFishing.com for the finest charters in the East Cape. We got a bonus to the Catch Report today. We're going to the Prowler, talking to the man. Captain Buzz Brizendine is on the line this morning. Good morning, Buzz.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing this morning?
We're doing awesome. Good morning.
You know, we just got in from a trip, and it's not often that you have to drop the anchor to get your bluefin bite kicked into gear, but that's exactly what happened yesterday evening.
What? Get out of here.
Yep. I mean, you just never know, but we ended up dropping the anchor about 4:30, and after everything had settled about 9 o'clock at night, we pulled the anchor and came home.
Oh, that's so cool, Buzz. That is so cool.
Wow, that means limits?
No. This means we got our fanny handed to us, basically.
I get it. Okay.
We landed four of the big ones from 100 to 132 pounds and had, 12 or 15 close encounters.
That is so cool, dude. That big fish is alive and biting, and it just, those big ones get you, man. They are not easy to do.
You know, and that's one of the things we keep telling people, bring your very best tackle and make it a minimum of 60-pound, and if you got a 60 and an 80-pound, bring that too. I mean, yesterday it was the flatfalls and the sardines, with probably the flatfalls getting the edge.
That's good to know, Buzz, and still the same deal, important to have that heavy piece of leader to avoid getting chewed off on the flatfall?
Absolutely. We had a couple of them that I just know the fish came up from underneath and swallowed the whole thing because it lasted just long enough to come tight, and the guy came back with nothing.
Oh, man. That's so exciting. That, again, like, I mean, you just can't believe that a guy hops on the Prowler tonight, he's got a legitimate shot at 100-pounders. I mean, it's crazy what's going on right now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a very good chance, and we're going right back out there. We'll be there before daylight in the morning. But tonight's trip is full, but we have a trip leaving Tuesday night that has space on it, and it's just one not to miss.
Yeah. Awesome, so, Buzz, is this easy one-day range?
It is easy one-day range. We're fishing day and a half right now. It just gives us a little more time on the ground.
Sure.
But we also have some one-day trips coming up, and there's a couple of different spots, both of which are in easy one-day range.
Are those flatfall bites coming only in the dark and early morning, or are they all day long?
You know, we haven't had one that was all day long, but I know we started getting bites on the flatfall yesterday at probably 5 in the evening.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, that's good news and good information. And if somebody wants to come on the Prowler, how do we do that?
The best way right now is to call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500 and ask for the Prowler.
God, what awesome fishing, Buzz. Congratulations on a great trip, and I'm looking forward to hearing what you do on the next one, man. Go get them. Thanks, Buzz.
Appreciate the call.
All right, great. You guys have a good day.
You
bye-bye.
Too. All right, let's continue with our catch report and head on down to the zone, the legendary zone of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
Yes.
We're
going
to talk to the man, Captain Brian Willie's on the line. What's up, Willie?
What's up, guys? Good morning. What's happening, Mills?
What's shaking, bro?
Not much, man. Hey, the local scene for us, you know, no bluefin on the anchor for us. But, you know, the local scene remained the same as it has been the last couple weeks. You know, certainly some days that stood out more than others this week. And, you know, to be honest with you, a couple days where things were tricky and conditions were some big factors. So, you know, with that being said, it's been steady action for us along the beach on both, you know, our half and three quarter day trips. Still some good bass fishing to be had, though, for sure. Fly line baits definitely fished the best this week, but we did see some nice bass, you know, some 4 to 6 pounders caught on the rubber swim baits and the hard jerk baits. You know, along these same kelp lines, there's still some good shots at bonito action on the surface. And, you know, the guys that like to fish the sinker rigs are catching plenty of sand bass and sheephead and stuff for their efforts. The offshore scene for us, excuse me here, it did get interesting a couple days ago with that bluefin moving into our range. We had a couple guys out on that stuff that saw plenty of fish, but the catching was a bit tricky. You know, we did have a few tuna in our counts, but certainly they sat on top of a lot of fish that just really didn't want to get with it during the daytime. Obviously, it sounded like it was a kind of a gray, the dark kind of a bite type deal. So Dana Pride's out there today. Hopefully he gets a shot at some of that fish during his day as well. The Fury, he had a good 2 day this week, Thursday and Friday. He had really good fish. He had 3 yellowfin, 30 bluefin, almost 80 yellowtail, and a solid mix of bonito and bass and sheephead for his days, that couple days that he was out there as well. So certainly things are still cranking up here for us. So, and as it is in the world of sport fishing, you know, it is, it's day to day. So that's kind of our report for the week. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, certainly give the landing a call. Phone number up here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And then please, guys, urge you to use that Let's Talk Hookup discount right on the front of the Let's Talk Hookup webpage, that Dana Wharf banner ad. There's a little code there. Click on that, and you'll save 25% on one of these local trips.
Indeed, for sure. And you might even get a celebrity sighting, see Mills down there once in a while, right?
Jeez, man, he signs autographs when he comes on the
phone. All right, Brian.
You're killing me.
Appreciate the call this morning. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys, take it easy. See
later,
you.
Later, buddy.
All right, let's head to the beach. We're going to the surf guru, Gundy Gunderson. And Gundy, with as hot as it is right now, what a good time it is to go surf fishing.
Does he charge for those autographs?
I do. I got to pay for your salary. He's my writer now, FYI. He's my writer. He writes all my press releases.
Cool. You got a good man there.
Uh-huh.
Hey, excellent fishing this week. Good Corbina action. And I'll start up north of Santa Barbara. No Corbina up there. Not really the zone. Good Bonita, Chocolate Rockfish, Cabazon going on there. But from Malibu down, very good fishing. Inside, those guys are finding a lot of calico bass. They had a 4-pound, 2-ounce fish off El Pescador there. Lots of yelp and croaker. But real good Corbina action. Venice, Malibu beaches, west of the old chart house were some hot spots there. 1 to 3 pound fish. Redondo just fishing reported a 3-pound, 8-ounce Corbina taking on a mussel off Hermosa. There was a group of three guys fish. They had over 10 Corbina in that session. That's a real good bite there. Seal Beach, big fish reported good Corbina action all along Bolsa Chica, Sunset, Dog Beach, mostly 1 to 2 pound fish. The guys fishing early, find those tides early or late. You get some kickers in there, 3 pound class, sand crabs, the top bait there. Catch and reported excellent action on Corbina all along the peninsula there. River jetties, the wedge, the between the piers there, the street jetties, all of it biting in there.
fish to 2 pounds. Hogan's reported good corbina action. Salt Creek Strand, the Pier Stretch State Park, Nugget Sand Crabs are the best. And some guys are screening, bringing down those screens and screening for the soft shells. And it's worth the work. You know, you get a big nugget soft shell, you can't miss on that. And then Pacific Coast reported good action on a corbina. Oceanside Jetty, South Carlsbad, Army, Navy, Academy, all hot spots. And then that 8 pound, 7 ounce fish won the Corbina Derby there at Pacific Coast, sponsored by Cousins. We expected that, but I got a chance. I don't know if, we broke up last week, but I talked to the guy who caught that fish. Very interesting. John Minikis. He lives in Oceanside there, long time Corbina angler, and he's just a specialist, we would say. He likes to fish, sight casting, low tide, so he's seeing most of these fish. Fishes 4 pound test real life, but he has the gear to fish it with. He fishes a parabolic, an old Kunan rod, real parabolic, a little Shimano 1000 reel. And, he tells us, Pete, one of his most valuable tools is his Maui Jim sunglasses. He spots a fish, he gets on that fish, and he keeps casting to that fish, mostly fly line fishing, and he's got a technique that's really been valuable. He showed me a fish he caught 2 years ago. It was bigger than the 8.7. So this guy knows what he's doing. Real interesting to talk to someone who, out of the limelight, just dedicated to his craft, and I would say one of the better fishermen I've seen in the Corvina world.
Wow, yeah, and the Maui Jim sunglasses, the polarized plus that they have on those things, you can see stuff that nobody else can.
Yeah,
it happens to me all the time. I'm saying, hey, see all that fish? And people go, where? I'm like, here, put these on. You'll see him.
But it was one of his first mentions, Pete, is the most valuable tool, and I'm down with it.
Yeah, well, that's cool, Gundy. Great job, and... Gundy is certainly another one of those legends of the industry.
He is a legend. You know, we talked a couple of days ago. You know what's really cool about listening to Gundy talk is that when he starts talking about the old guys and some of the techniques they do, the passion that comes out of his voice when he starts going, hey, I was talking to this guy and he knows this technique. And it's like you can watch Gundy go into Gundy world, and
yes,
it's awesome. He just appreciates these old timers so much, and that's awesome to hear.
Yep, yeah, for sure. So yeah, thanks for all you do.
I'm a student of the game.
Yeah, you are, for sure.
It's always learned.
Appreciate it,
all
Gundy,
right,
and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Have a good one. Take care, Mill.
All right, you too, man. Get ready. Start writing.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. And again, the Surfish Report brought to us by SurfFishTackle.com, where you'll find all you need on the gear to catch fish at the beach. That's SurfFishTackle.com. And that does wrap up the catch report today. Sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. They've taken the San Diego processing business to new levels with superior service, superior product, and innovations like pre-booking your orders and those killer Fisherman's Processing tuna burgers. Friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check fishermansprocessing.com. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Everyone knows kites and yummy flyers are the hot item, but do you have the right tackle for that big bite? Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Big fish need big tackle, and that's why we recommend the Shimano Talica 52-speed reel filled with 130-pound PowerPro Hollow Ace and a Shimano Therese 72 double extra heavy rod. At Fisherman's Landing Tackle, we have more experience and expertise on fishing for big local bluefin tuna than anyone else. So why take a chance on your fish of a lifetime? Let us set you up with a Shimano rod and reel that will get the job done. Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and, of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half-day and now three-quarter-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Lay now. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pockets. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-AHA. And RanchoLandAero.com. It's unique.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing, formerly Cedros Adventures. We have made a good thing even better at Cedros Island. Cedros Sport Fishing lets you leave home in the morning and hang out at our luxury lodge in the afternoon. Remember, Cedros is the yellowtail and calico bass capital of the world. Stay in Cedros Sport Fishing's own private waterfront lodge and experience first-class meals and service. Our new fish processing facility will custom cut and pack your catch for your flight home. Hey, what are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check CedrosSportFishing.com for availability and more information. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them the bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford, car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.